Right.
Okay, interview with Pat Holborn. Pat, some night for you tonight. You must be absolutely delighted. 27 goals this season now, 24 in the league, one in Europe and two in the cup. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah, it was a good start for us tonight. Especially after last week, you know, they made it really difficult for us. But, you know, we've been working on things yesterday and, you know, I thought we were brilliant tonight. We moved the ball about and, you know, probably it's a week's rest compared to 3 days. You know, we only had 3 days before we played them the last time. It's probably a massive difference. The lads are moving a lot sharper. But, yeah, we started well. You have to start well in these kind of games. And, you know, 1-0 after what? How many minutes?
Five minutes,
you know. You know, that means they have to come out of their shell a bit. And
You took the first goal very well.
Yeah, it was great play, though. I thought, there was great movement in it and there's great ball across the row. And, you know, I'm just there to tap it home. So the easiest of finishes. But,
I mean,
in
between times then, before you got your second goal, you were very unlucky you didn't get two or three more.
Oh, yeah. I could have had another one. But, you know, on a different night, I probably would have had a hat-trick, you know, within 30 minutes. But, you know, compared to last week, you know, coming out with a 4-0 win is a very good result for us. You know, we've 2 weeks now to our next game, so, you know, we have to make sure we're prepared right for that.
The second goal to me, I was saying to Stephen earlier, just watching from the stand, it looked a bit surreal. I mean, the way the cross came in, it was a great cross, and you were just there on the line to head it into the net. It was a bit surreal, but it was a super goal.
Yeah, I just timed it well, to be honest. It was the hanging ball, so I just, you know, I seen it come and I've just timed it better than the defender, to be honest. And, you know, when you get a run on someone, it's very hard to defend. So, yeah, I was happy it went in. I was happy it went 2-0 up early doors because then, you know, with the players we have there, like, when that happens, games start opening up, you know, teams are in trouble.
John Mountney had a top-class game tonight. And as Stephen was saying, like, I mean, Achilles tendon injury, he's gone through a lot. He came on the last 10 minutes last week, turned the game. Played 120 minutes Monday night and he was just such top class tonight. You must be very happy with that too.
Yeah, definitely. You know, John has worked extremely hard. You know, it's been a frustrating period for him, you know, in the last few months with injuries and stuff like that. But he's worked, like, you know, only if you could actually see what he actually does day to day, like looking after himself. He's worked extremely hard to get back to where he is. And, you know, he played 120 minutes there the other night and, you know, he played a full game tonight and I thought he was excellent. I thought everyone was excellent tonight, you know, but obviously scoring early always helps.
And then you come off yourself then as Georgie Kelly coming on and getting the fourth. It was great to see him getting the strike.
Yeah, definitely, you know, I have to come off because, you know, another yellow, that means I missed the Cork game. So
yeah,
I have to be.
It was a risk, wasn't it?
Yeah, so you have to be kind of
careful.
You have to be careful, I suppose. So, yeah, a great finish from Georgie. Just, it was great all around performances. Patrick McElhaney, Robbie Benson in the park and Ronan, you know, with the assist as well. So, you know, I think it was just a very good all-round performance from everyone, to be honest.
What about the break now? I mean, you have 2 week break. How do you feel about that? Would you prefer to be playing next weekend?
I don't know. It's a bit unusual. Like we had a period there. We played 5 games in 14 days, and now we're playing. Now we've no game for 2 weeks.
It's
so it's
crazy.
It is a bit unusual, but sure. Here, look. All we can do is make sure we prepare right for a massive game against Cork in 2 weeks, and we have to make sure we're ready for it.
Siobhan, I mean, the main thing, you're not going to get carried away. I know you have a lot of football to play yet. You're in the semi-final in the cup. You're on course for the double. But having said that, there's a lot of football to play.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Cork have both for next Friday night. If they win, they're only 3 points behind. Yeah. So be we might have a game in hand. But, you know, we go to Cork and they'll be looking to beat us. And and then all of a sudden you could find yourself level on points. Yeah. So, you know, there's a lot to play for. You know, we're staying level-headed. We know nothing's won. Yeah. So, you know, we've just make sure we prepare right in the next 2 weeks and make sure we're ready for them.
Patterson, congratulations. Another great night. And thank you very much, gentlemen.